all that they built to tear us apart. We'll never be as strong as the walls of our heart.
Pull off the hate.
My name's Laura Vera. I'm with United We Dream Action. I came here from Connecticut, so I'm part of Students for a Dream, which is one of the affiliates of United We Dream. And the sign we have here says, misogyny kills, police brutality kills, Islamophobia kills, xenophobia kills. And then the hashtags, dump Trump and here to stay. Well, we all came here for the Republican convention to show that, kind of point out the hate that is involved in this in Trump's campaign. Like, he's based his campaign off of hate, and that's not okay. So we have to show that we're here, united. All of our communities are standing together, united against hate, which comes from Trump specifically.
No somos uno, no somos cien, somos millones, cuéntanos bien. No somos uno, no somos cien, somos millones, cuéntanos bien.
I'm Larry Bresler. I'm with Organize Ohio. The numbers that have come have not been as high as anticipated because of all the fears, of all non-confirmed fears, unfounded fears of all this violence that was predicted here in Cleveland.
My name is Jonathan Smith. I live here in Cleveland. I've been here for about 3 or 4 years. I'm originally from Alabama. Well, I have a business and I work in the community and stuff like that, and I really didn't know of any African-American things that was going on, so I came out to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm. And what's been your take so far?
I think it's good. I like what I see. It's all peaceful. I wish it was more of color here, more color or more churches, more voices for us, you know?
Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of us are scared and a lot of us are like in between. We don't know what to do. We feel like we should just stay away, but in reality, we should be out here protesting, you know?
Did you have any concern about some of the violence that people talked about?
Just a little, but I think for the most part, our common goal here all as America is we want America to thrive again.
Do you think Trump's a racist?
I think he has racist views, perceptions, stereotypes, but as all people do.
My name is Medea Benjamin. I am with the peace group Code Pink. There's a lot of hatred, people coming in who are white supremacist, open carry people, and I think it scared away a lot of the protesters because the protests are way smaller than they should be. We at Code Pink have been out in the streets every single day. We've been performing acts of civil disobedience. Like yesterday, we took the absurdity of you're not allowed to have tennis balls here, it's a prohibited item, but due to open carry, you could carry your assault weapon. So we brought in 500 tennis balls and played with our balls in front of the entrance to the convention center, and the police came, threatened to arrest us, and confiscated all of our tennis balls. So it's been one absurdity after another, and a lot of tensions, and a lot of near fights or actual fist fights breaking out, but we're peace people, so we've always maintained our calm.
My name is Ann Wright, A-N-N-W-R-I-G-H-T. I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm here with Code Pink Women for Peace, and I also work with Veterans for Peace. I was 29 years in the Army and Army Reserves and retired as a colonel. I was also a U.S. diplomat for 16 years and ended up resigning in 2003 in opposition to the war in Iraq. Since I gave up my career on the issues of war, both political parties are war parties, and so I'm here to challenge the Republican Party on policies of hate, of racism, that are actually jeopardizing our national security, and issues of war and corporatization of our military. All of these things are things I'm concerned about, so that's why I'm here holding a banner on a hot morning.
Do you think that the nomination of Trump is worse than other Republican Party nominations in the past?
Well, it's shocking what he's been saying on hate, racism, against immigrants and building walls and all of this stuff. I mean, it is shocking. I've just come back from a trip to Japan, South Korea, Russia, and Poland, and I mean, the world is reeling from the speech he is doing. I mean, people think they are very concerned about the racism and hate speech that's coming out of America, and it mirrors a lot the ultra-nationalist fascist stuff that's going on in many countries of Europe. But to have a presidential candidate in the United States of America being saying the same thing as some of the ultra-right-wing nationalists is just heartbreaking.